This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I know we've talked about this before. We talk about it twice a year, every single year, which means since I've been on radio 15 years, this is probably the 29th time. This fall will be the 30th time. We're talking about the daylight saving changes and how flippin' stupid it is that we have to keep changing them. I'm done with the daylight saving time. And it's not daylight savings. It's daylight saving. It's ridiculous. And I'm not the only one that thinks this blows. Most states have already passed legislation to stop it. To pick one time change, either standard or saving. Standard is what we are in right now. We are about to spring forward into daylight saving. I live in southern Nevada, so it's hot. I don't want the summers longer, or the days longer. I kind of like, you know, when the day is shorter, but it already starts to get dark and cooler, but it's, I don't know. That's just the way things have been, and it doesn't look like there's change anytime soon. We talked about this earlier in the week. What has Congress been doing? Didn't the Senate unanimously support ending daylight savings time? Yep, they did. They did. A couple years ago, they did. But when it got to Nancy Pelosi's desk, who was running Congress at the time, it got tabled in 12 minutes. Nobody voted on it. It just got thrown to the side. And I remember having a snapshot of that going, come on, people. This is ridiculous. Really? It's just going to sit on the desk? And it froze there. So this last spring, Congress did reintroduce House Bill 1561, allowing states to elect to observe year-round daylight saving time. The Senate Bill 582, allowed states to elect to observe year-round daylight saving time. And for other purposes. So Senator Marco Rubio, every single session, introduces the Sunshine Protection Act. It gains bipartisan support, and this doesn't move anywhere. I don't get this. We've seen legislation in California, Alaska, Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, I mean, all the states. Nevada has not resubmitted it this year. But Nevada usually will parallel California. California usually passes something saying we want permanent daylight saving. And Nevada usually follows that because they like to kind of be on the same time zone as California. We're Pacific. Arizona is a little confusing because Arizona said, we're not doing daylight saving time. We're just going to be year-round. The only problem is they look odd man out because every 6 months they aren't changing their times. And so now we don't know. We never know what time it is in Arizona. They're mountain time, but sometimes they could be Pacific time depending on the daylight. It's confusing. And they're like, it's not our fault. We just aren't changing our clocks. Hawaii doesn't change the clocks either. In fact, some states put forth legislation to be on Atlantic Standard Time. That was a time zone 1 hour ahead of Eastern. That essentially would put them on year-round daylight saving. Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island a few years back voted for that. So there's a whole bunch of states and their legislation, and I have this put on my, I have it on my blog and my Facebook and Twitter. But the Congress has to approve it. And we already have the Senate and the House having bills. We know there's bipartisan support. Just somebody has to move and do something. So why are they stalling? Well, back in the 1970s, they tried to do permanent daylight saving time. And it was attempted on January 7th, 1974, but I don't know what they were thinking. They did it in the middle of winter when school was coming back, and there were dark, cold morning hours. There were more accidents. There was people really upset, and Congress decided to reverse it, pass a new bill, and President Ford said, we're going to just do the twice yearly time changes. What they should have done, it's like, here we are. We're coming on to Sunday. Just don't do it. Don't spring forward. Nobody will notice. Just don't spring forward. The days are going to start getting longer anyway because we're getting into the spring. And the spring forward comes with health issues, headaches, workplace injuries, heart attacks, car accidents. A study from University of Colorado a few years back found a spike in car accidents the first week after daylight savings time. Drivers did worse with 1 hour less of sleep than if they had their comfortable routine. 2014, the same university found a heart attack risk to spike 25% on the spring forward. Now, the heart attack risk lessened on the fall back, probably because you got more sleep, but again, just stick one, just keep one and stick with it. Chronobiology International study that was published in that found IVF, in vitro fertilization success rates, drop. And they drop in those who've had a previous miscarriage. So those attempting IVF, when we do this stupid time change, could have less success. Oh, I think we're done. Again, you know, this isn't wartime. We're not trying to conserve on coal. We're not trying to conserve on candles, which is where the idea roughly came from, although they didn't do daylight saving time during the Benjamin Franklin days. In the meantime, wake up 10 to 20 minutes early a few days before the change, so it's not that big a deal. Continue your exercise every morning. Let your body get accustomed to the adrenaline surge. Eat a balanced breakfast, right? Protein, complex carbs, make use of natural sunlight. When the clocks change, the sun still should be out for most of us. Use the sunlight, take a short walk in the morning, don't stress. But if you're sick of spring forward, hashtag sick of spring forward, and sign the petition I have on my website at drdahlia.com. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DrDahlia.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I really have to hand it to the fans, the Vikings, the Chiefs, Bills, Patriots, Packers. You see them freezing, just freezing in the stadiums. Although I don't know if the Patriots Stadium is climate controlled. I forgot. I have to double check. But I remember seeing Vikings fans before they got their new stadium, ice on their beards. You know, the Bills Stadium, you see every winter full of snow. And God bless those fans for battling the cold to be there to support their team. The problem is they could die. These fans are risking death when they are sitting in that type of cold weather. And we watch them freeze. Some of them will hold up signs saying it's not that cold, we're good. But these games are 3+ hours long. Plus, you got to get there early to park, get your seat, and then trying to get the hell out of there when everybody else is leaving. You are potentially in the cold for nearly 4 hours. That's going to take its toll on your body. Well, we're being told that some Chiefs fans are now risking amputation due to frostbite that they incurred during the fourth coldest game in NFL history. But it was a wild card game between the Chiefs and the Dolphins, which the Chiefs obviously won. But people froze. So Fox News has reported that that Arrowhead Stadium game between the Chiefs and Miami Dolphins that happened in January, temperatures were negative 4 degrees Fahrenheit with wind chill minus 27 degrees. This made that game the fourth coldest game in NFL history. And this is Kansas City. The Chiefs, of course, did well. But Grossman Burn Center at Research Medical Center in Kansas City saw an uptick in frostbite cases in January. And Fox 4 reports that 70% of those frostbite patients are now being advised to schedule amputations. Now, when I have a patient, and I did see an uptick in frostbite injuries this winter, you have to send them to burn care. Whether it's a freeze burn or heat burn, you have tissue that is destroyed. Well, what ends up happening is when you are in cold weather, you know, it might not be that you touch the ice, but when you're in cold weather, the blood and your body wants to protect the heart and the brain. That comes first. They don't care about the little fingers. They don't care about your tippy toes. They don't care about the ear. They don't care about the penis. They don't care about the boobies. They want to shunt warm blood to the heart, to the brain. So you end up vasoconstricting, losing blood flow from the fingers. Also, they don't want cold air with the surface area of your finger cooling the blood. So they shunt away from the extremities to try to keep the blood as warm as possible. Well, if you aren't getting good blood flow to the fingers and the toes, they start to die. They necrose. You start to get changes in the skin, just like what heat or fire could do, or hot oil. And then, if you don't get to it in time or rewarm that skin and it dies, you now need to debride it, get that off, because it'll get infected, turn to gangrene. So when we usually get a burn, we immediately put some ice on it. Well, although you really should put cool water. Don't put ice on a burn. Cool water. We run it under cool water. We immediately go to a burn care center and get it addressed. But if you're watching the game and you spend hundreds upon hundreds of dollars for that seat, chances are you're still sitting there and not getting taken care of. That's a problem. So once you start to lose the fingers or the toes or penis, we have to amputate. So it's not good. They say, according to the report, the majority of these frostbite cases were fans who attended the game. One fan suffered frostbite after just taking off his gloves for 5 minutes in order to set up a tent in the parking lot. The patients who had frostbite injuries along with the Chiefs game, they are now at the point where they could start discussing amputation, because I guess they try, you know, obviously medical, it's been 2 months, but 15 fans ended up being hospitalized during the January 13th game. Some had hypothermia, other had frostbite, and the Kansas City Fire Department spokesperson said the agency handled 69 hypothermia-related calls at the stadium. Okay, that's pretty scary. So I tried to look up, if that was the fourth coldest football game, what was number 3-2-1? So I found a site called sportingnews.com, and they look at the 10 coldest games of all times, all time. So they said the Ice Bowl was the 1967 NFL championship between the Cowboys and the Packers. According to NFL Communications, the game temperature was 13 degrees below zero. 50,800 people still went to Lambeau Field. But that's pretty damn cold. Final score was 21-17. Green Bay won, so not my favorite game, of course. But Packers ended up going to win the Super Bowl that year. But still, 13 degrees below zero. The coldest NFL game was apparently at Lambeau Field again. The NFL communications report that the wind chill was minus 48 degrees. I don't necessarily, let me see, it was Green Bay. I'm trying to see which game that was. January 16th, 2021. No. That was the warmest game. Okay, I don't see where they list that. So, Cowboys and Packers, that was a cold one. Chargers at the Bengals, January 10th, 1982. There was a wind chill of minus 32 degrees. The game was at minus 9 degrees. The Seahawks at the Vikings game, this was in 2016. I remember that game. That was pretty damn cold. The Seahawks won, you know, and I like the Vikings. But that was a cold one. The Dolphins at the Chiefs, as we just talked about. The Bears at the Vikings in 1972. Packers at Vikings in 1972. Giants at Packers in 2008. Raiders at Packers in 1993. Raiders at Bills in 1994. I remember this game also. It was 0 degrees with a wind chill of minus 14. Steelers at Bengals in 77. Broncos at Chiefs in 83. And so the Packers are tied with the Bears for the most games where the temperatures are below 10 degrees. So what's going on with these fields? You know, I don't we have ability to do climate control? Well, the NFL teams that have outdoor stadiums, still the Ravens, M&T Bank Stadium, Buffalo Bills, it's still an open stadium. The Panthers Stadium is open, Soldier Field for Chicago Bears, the Bengals, Paycor Stadium, First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns, Empire Field for the Broncos, Lambeau still open field. The Jaguars have an open field, but that's Jacksonville, Florida. Kansas City Chiefs, Arrowhead. The Miami Dolphins, it's Miami, so that's okay, although they might get some rain. Gillette Stadium is open. I was right. Okay, Gillette Stadium was open for the New England Patriots. MetLife open for the Giants, Jets. Lincoln Stadium for the Eagles. Steelers have an open stadium. The 49ers do. Seahawks, the Buccaneers. Again, it's Florida, so it's okay. Titans, Tennessee, and the Washington Commanders. So, climate control stadiums or they have at least a dome or a retractable. The Cardinals have that, and they should because it gets pretty hot. But again, Cardinals, it's still a nice time of year. So the Falcons with Mercedes-Benz, gorgeous stadium, one of the pretty stadiums. Dallas Cowboys, AT&T, gorgeous stadium, has a retractable roof. The Lions Stadium, Ford Field, Texans Stadium, NRG. Colts Stadium is retractable. Allegiant with the Raiders, SoFi in L.A. Minnesota Vikings now has cover, U.S. Bank Stadium. And the New Orleans Saints, Caesars Superdome. So when you watch a football game, you understand that your gloves still might not cut it. Your hats might not cut it. You can only be in the cold for so long. Understand the temperatures, and I get it. If I spent a lot of money on tickets, I don't really see myself saying, you know what, I'm not going. But it's not worth losing a body part. I get it. Some of you guys are diehard Chiefs fans. I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. I wouldn't give a finger, though. I wouldn't give my genitalia, right? Y'all try to keep your body parts. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration, filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden delivering his State of the Union address last night. He covered everything from Ukraine and the border to taxes and COVID. Biden supporters called his speech fiery, forceful, direct, and often combative. Senator Katie Britt from Alabama gave the Republican response, mocking Biden's age and his policies in her 17-minute response, calling him out of touch and saying, bless his heart. Hamas and Israel were meeting in Cairo, Egypt, working on a ceasefire before Ramadan starts on March 10th. Israel made some concessions, but then Hamas wanted control of Gaza. The talks have ended. The FAA looking into a mechanical issue on a United Airlines flight. The engine caught fire. Thankfully, it was able to land safely. Corey Myers, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're my trusted friend? Are you kidding? If I'm a sucker for your fishing, I won't have a pot to piss in. That's your mission.
Sing it loud. Sing it loud. I got to tell you, scammers. The song is called Damn Scammers Get Off My Phone by one of my favorite groups, Gun Hill Road. And I got to tell you, I don't think a day goes by when I don't have 20 either texts or emails that are from some scammers wanting something. And I love that Gun Hill Road wrote a song on this. I am very, very happy to, again, welcome radio legend, Talkers Magazine publisher, and vocalist Michael Harrison to the show again. Michael, I love it. I love this. Thank you so much for coming back on.
Oh, it's always great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on, Dr. Dolly. You are fantastic. And I congratulate you for playing such a powerful piece of music on a talk show.
Yes, it's a good one. No, it's a good one. And it's here's the problem. You know, I mean, my show talks about everything, not just health. You know, we talk about what we're dealing with all the time. And I don't know if it's just a political year, but my phone is always getting texts, always getting, I'm getting these Instagram messages, I'm getting these, and it's almost like now I won't even answer my phone or look at it, assuming it's a scammer. What are you seeing? And you know, why did Gun Hill Road decide to make a piece on this?
Well, because it's one of my pet peeves. I co-wrote the song. The song was my idea in terms of the collaborative process. I'm not trying to take credit for it. I'm just giving you the genesis of it. Yeah. This has been something that has been bothering me for years. And, you know, it's funny, you see, you get texts, it's a political year. I get scams from the actual Democrats and Republicans, the real parties. You know, they send scammy, kind of shady messages that they need the money now, you know, or the world will come to an end. Send $5, send $10, send whatever you can, and we'll triple it. Who are we? Who's tripling it? Where's this money coming from? How do you know? But the fact of the matter is that every time you answer an email, every time you open an email, you run the risk of being a victim of phishing. You run identity loss risk. They can get into your system. You can have ransom, you know, malware. There's grandparent scams. There's identity scams. There's charity scams. And beyond that, the corruption in our society, the greed in places where you wouldn't expect it, from your bank, from your insurance company, from big pharma, from the government. It's becoming very, very trashy and slimy, and it's very uncomfortable. And I think we got to do something about it. I don't know where to begin, because the digital era makes us extremely vulnerable to a loss of privacy and to people getting into our wallets and getting into our homes.
Well, that's why I find radio a safe space. You know, what really bothers me is our phones, our social media, our emails. They were designed to be a form of communication, a medium, and hackers, scammers, they find their way in, you know, and I want to be able to read an email and know that it's kosher. I want to know that if I get a text, it's from a family member. And so when they start to invade your space, it bothers me.
Right.
It bothers all of us. And, you know, what I like about radio, and I talk to you about radio all the time, and why I'm so grateful that radio is still as strong as it ever was, is it's as real as it could be. Your callers can call in. It's them. You know, they find a host they're comfortable with. And, you know, we don't sell things. You know, I mean, I might, you know, discuss my books, but in terms of the content, we're not selling anything. We're just telling you what it is. And if you can't even trust texts on your phone or emails, you start to become very distrustful of people, and it makes you more isolated.
Right. And now that AI is coming into its own, and AI is a double-edged sword. It holds tremendous possibility for positive progress, but it also could be deadly, like any technology. So, you know, in terms of knowing who you're talking to, or who is behind this, or is that news story accurate, or is that video that I just saw real? And it's going to become realer and realer as time goes by. So it is extremely disturbing. You know, one of the things we have to do to fix this is to have legislation catch up to the technology. Remember growing up how it was considered to be one of the worst crimes that you could ever commit if you tamper with the mail, if you steal somebody's letter from their mailbox, if you put your hand down the mailbox, or if anybody robbed, you know, the mail bags on the stagecoaches. That was a federal crime. That is what we have to now do with communication on the Internet. Any type of Internet fraud has got to be dealt with a full penalty of the law, just the way we used to do that and still do to a certain extent with the United States Postal Service.
That's a good point. That would be a great start. You know, we're speaking to Michael Harrison, publisher of Talkers Magazine, and voice and producer. Actually, Matt Harrison, kudos to your son for producing a lot of these videos and a lot of the work. He's amazing.
He is amazing. The videos are as much a part of the presentation as the audio. As you know, nobody sells records anymore. We're not making any money on this.
Yeah.
You're considered a success in the music business if enough people are willing to take it for free.
Right.
Give away thousands for free. So the YouTube video is something that we're very proud of. As a matter of fact, I might give people the address to be able to see it if they'd like. Is that okay
Please.
With you? Scammersvideo.com. Scammersvideo.com. And in it, with Matthew's, under Matthew's direction, a little bit of AI and the Talker's Art Department, we depict what these people look like in our minds. Who are these people that are putting out the scams? Who are these people that are trying to pick your pocket digitally? Who are these people that are lying and cheating and stealing from the most vulnerable members of our society, the elderly and the sick? Who are these? And we depict them as the most grotesque monsters you could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. So the video really brings it home just in the mind's eye, who these trolls, who these gargoyles, who these monsters out there in the dark nooks and crannies of the internet, who they are. And that's on display at scammersvideo.com, and Matthew deserves tremendous credit for that. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're definitely dealing with the aftermath of the hack that happened with United. You know, sometimes these hacks, they have other ways in, you know, and it all ends up being related. And we are very vulnerable. And you highlight this, not only in your song, but when you talk and come on the show, we've really become vulnerable. And unless we do something and spread the word, such as, I on my show, you through the music and the videos, to kind of, you know, have people more aware and stand up to it. And I kind of miss old school. You know, if I needed to order a CAT scan, I could go downstairs to radiology, fill out a piece of paper, give them the piece of paper. Now everything's so computerized that even if a hospital does get hacked, they're paralyzed. And we're not going to overcome the more we get sucked into all this. And again, AI, you know, it can do a lot of good, but we're becoming more vulnerable. And in terms of our own longevity, we need to get on top of this as quickly as possible.
Well, it is a health issue. Anything that puts this kind of stress upon people and makes you vulnerable to misinformation ultimately it's a mental health issue and it's a physical health issue. So I certainly think it falls under your concern, both as a talk show host and as a physician. It's a double problem. I think ultimately we'll figure it out, but I don't think we're going to figure it out for a long time. I think we're in a very, very modern technological version of the Wild West, and we got to really be careful. A lot of vigilance.
Absolutely.
Again, I appreciate your playing a bit of the song. It's a little bit on the risque side, and but these are interesting times. Scammersvideo.com again is the website. I look forward to seeing you soon, Dr. Dolly.
Can't wait. See you in a couple months. And shout out to Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, Brian Coonan, Michael Harrison, Matt Harrison, Sammy Marandino, and everybody involved with this. Good luck, Michael Harrison. Can't wait to have you back. God bless.
Thank you.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877
Dr. Dolly. Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners, found on Amazon, or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine, How You Feel Right Now, How you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, as many of you know, my boys are Gen Zs. I have two Gen Zs. And every now and then, when I start to get all motherly, I go, when you guys leave your mama, will you still call me every day? No, Mom. I mean, we'll send you a text. Well, I guess that means I am going to be glued to my phone, waiting for my little baby fishy tushies to text their mama so I know that they're okay. And I'm going to be communicating with my kids on a screen. We are now doing everything on our screens. We're playing games on our screens, whether it's computer screen or phone screen. We're doing our work. We're communicating with our loved ones. Rather than reading a magazine to go potty, we're on our screens, on our phones. And is that hurting us? Well, apparently, we are being told that there is an epidemic of quote-unquote blindness in the Gen Zs. Just to recap, your baby boomers roughly 45 to 65. Used to be a little bit before then, but they've kind of rounded out to those born between 45 and 65. Your Gen X's were born between 65 and 1980. I'm a Gen X. Millennials born between 80 and 95. Your Gen Z's born between 95 and 2000. I'm sorry, and 2010. 95 and 2010. Your Generation Alpha, 2010 to 2025. Since we never really came up with a new name for Generation Alpha, Generation Beta is going to be following that, 2025 to probably 2040. So why Gen Z's? Millennials are on the computers. Your Gen X's are on the computers. Your baby boomers. My mom's on a computer all the time. It's because we all got to play outside as kids. Even the millennials. The millennials, born 95 to 2010, they were still outside. I remember with my boys, I might have played some baby Einstein, you know, baby Mozart videos, and I might have had them watch some Disney, but they weren't on screens. We limited their TV significantly. But your Gen Z's overall, from your millennials to had more screen time than anybody else as they grew and as they developed. So in the UK, where some of these studies have come from, they say that screen time has caused a 46% increase in short-sightedness or nearsightedness over the last 30 years, and that these could very severely impact vision. You have nearsightedness, you could be at higher risk for retinal detachments, other sorts of vision issues, with screens, headaches, difficulties with your depth perception. We know that excessive screen time can cause depression, anxiety, but it kills me to know that people are sitting for work and they're sitting hours upon hours. Now, yes, you know, in the 80s and 90s, when you'd be in offices, you would be sometimes at a computer, at a typewriter. But I remember when I worked for the marketing department at Budget Rent-A-Car, I still had to go up and downstairs. I still had to go and talk to somebody else in the office. You had to move. You weren't just sitting in one area. And think of all these people now sitting at home in their computer. I sit more than I ever have. It's ridiculous. Why? Because I'm seeing patients online. I'm doing a three-hour radio show. I'm sitting. I always have to stand in between breaks. I try to exercise as much as possible, get as much standing in, but we're sitting more. And we don't know all the risks of staring at a screen and what that does. But we're really worried about these younger generations, such as Alpha and Gen Z, because if they didn't play outside, if they didn't look at trees and three-dimensional objects and watch birds fly and then have to focus on a hummingbird and things like that, and they grew up with more 2D and screens, what did that do to brain development? Well, some physicians think it affected their dopamine. Dr. Jorgensen of LEC London said that kids staying indoors on their devices in a crucial window during puberty means they're not getting sufficient dopamine. That is damaging their eyes. They also say that in China, he has 8 clinics, he has seen levels of short-sightedness jump from 30% to 95%. And he warns that the same is going to happen in other countries if people don't shift to the way they do their leisure time. But it's not only leisure time, but it's also how they're learning. I mean, school has gone online. You know, I have one of my sons has now graduated from college and master's, but my other son is in college. Most of his classes are online still. I go to campus sometimes to give a lecture. I'll go to campus. And the staff parking spaces, so many empty and open. Like, where's the staff? It's a Monday. It's a weekday. Because many of the staff are still doing lectures from home. In fact, there are universities where they have you videotape your lecture. So you don't even have to be there. And people are watching videotapes. I saw that start to happen in some universities even before COVID. We don't have enough professors. A lot of students aren't listening anyway. They're not paying attention. They would rather watch a video, so just videotape it. Now we don't have to pay for this professor full time. a lot of these professors are still getting paid full time. But, you know, this idea that you could have one person teach a lot more in a class is something that saves these school districts, these colleges, money. Even though they're still charging an arm and a leg, these colleges. But people learn better in person. I've seen this. I've been an educator for most of my life. And I've taught kids of all ages, whether it was Sunday school, whether it was being a guest lecturer at a school, whether it was medical school, whether it was, you know, doing some classes at a high school. They need that interaction. They're just watching a video. They're not learning. But if you're calling on them, that's why I always learn their names. If you call on them, if you have them share, and I know people don't like to be called on, but if you have that participation, and if you engage other ways to capture that sort of knowledge, they're going to learn. And so one of the reasons why we're having such an issue with our proficiency tests in grade schools, middle schools, and high schools is because a lot of the classes aren't necessarily in person. A lot of these teachers don't know their students' names. They're just teaching to the crowd. I hope you learn it. And it takes a lot of effort. It really, really does. You know, for me to learn students' names, call on them. I remember my back was to the class, and I was doing a patient case, and I said, Andrew, answer this. And they go, well, which one? Because there were two Andrews. And so I knew both last names, so it was the one I was thinking, and I gave the last name, but it made all the other students pay attention. For my back to be turned, and I not only know their first name and last name, and I know who exactly I want to call on, yeah, they're going to pay attention because they know I'm going to ask them a question. You have to have this interactive, and I'm noticing a lot of these schools are even doing away with these interactive class sessions. You know, people aren't learning. And so what do you do if you have a Gen Z or a Generation Alpha and they are always on a computer, always on a screen? You've got to take breaks. I know they have that 20-20-20 rule where every 20 minutes, look away for 20 seconds at something 20 feet away. You could also do the 10-10-10 rule where every 10 minutes, you look at something 10 feet away for 10 seconds. But you got to take breaks. And go outside, go for a walk, look at the trees, look at the sky, rest your eyes, get some sleep. You know, we used to sleep a lot longer than we used to. Now people are only sleeping 4 or 5 hours a day. How is that resting your eyes? But take care of your eyes, not to mention your vitamins. Vitamin A, beta carotene, things like that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.